Sassy Star Jones with the Keep It Loud Crew podcast. I have a special NFT group today. I have a special NFT podcast. We have developers, we have CEOs, and we have every way around the rainbow, Mr. Ricardo, all the way from where you said you were, is Ricardo?
On top of a fridge in the northern France, Normandy.
Hey, Leek, what's going on, Leek?
What's good, Leek?
So this is a beautiful podcast, Spotify, iTunes, and all where you can find your streaming platforms. This is the Morning Noob Talk podcast show special edition. So I would like each person to introduce themselves, and we'll get straight into the show, and we'll just talk about some NFTs, we'll talk about PFPs, and we'll wait for the main guest, which is Mr. Noob. From, let's see where Noob is. I don't think Noob is going to be here. Las Vegas first D, well, it's a DAO, but it's DAO, music and art NFT. So we'll get into what a DAO music art is when we get Mr. Noob NFT online. So Ricardo, Ricardo? Okay, Ricardo is here. Ricardo, I'd like you to introduce this audience, and then we will go with Seven Hills, Young Tech, and then Leek. Ricardo, the floor is yours.
Okay, so where should I start? Should I present myself, talk about what I do, I think?
Yeah, that would be perfect. You can talk about yourself, talk about what you do. Give us a little info so the audience can get to know.
So yeah, my name is Ricardo. I'm 28. I'm a Portuguese-born guy. I've always played music since I was very little. Literally, that was my mother who put a little synthesizer from the end of the 80s, I think, in front of me, and I started playing, and I instantly found my talent when I was like 5. But yeah, I've had the music in me since I was very young. In school, I didn't do very well because, I've had a little bit of a traumatic past, but since this is a happy podcast, I don't want to bring the bad vibes in here. But school, I never did well in school, but in music, I've always kept getting excellent grades every time. The other thing always sucked, but yeah, I just kept it. My life in music, I've always tried to find new ways to play music without going to school, if that makes sense. At the end of the day, I became a self-taught nerd techie guy that loves audio. I've used to build speakers for a living one moment. I love that time. But yeah, right now I'm more like laid back and doing simple music for simple folk like me to hear. Yeah, there we go.
So let me ask you a question. How did you get into the NFT, and what are your projects that you're having on the NFT?
Okay, good question. How did I get into the NFTs? Well, literally, I made some sort of a return to the social media after I've had to decide my life and what I wanted to do with it. This was, well, not too far away ago. It was like in July, September, some behind that time. But yeah, I decided to come back to France and, let's make a return to the social media to see what's going on. And since I've always had this little hunch that kept calling me, hey, you should go to Twitter and check it out. Yeah, that was by accident. I think I saw that picture of those profile pictures that NFT users are using a lot. And that kind of catched my eye. And I went to a space, started speaking, and here I am now.
So what does your project consist of, Ricardo, if you can... Just entail our listening audience, because we're on Spotify, mm-hmm. iTunes,
okay.
And iHeartRadio. So tell us a little more about your project, what your project is, if you can.
My project, yes, I'll try to explain, even though I can explain it. My project is really simple. I'm just doing music, using music as an educational tool, as an alternative educational tool, if that makes sense, and showing that... showing my music to the world, pretty much. I've never been that way too ambitious person. I just, as long as my music gets known and my objectives get well through, that's pretty much my project, I think. I'm still haven't decided like exactly to what point I'm gonna get. My point, my goal right now is getting to know new people and getting people to know my works, my music.
I love that. I love that. And where can we find your music? Do you have it on any streaming platforms such as Spotify, iTunes, online?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have, you know, off the service back then, but that was a little bit expensive for me, so I kept it as little expensive as possible. So you can find me over YouTube and SoundCloud. And pretty much. I mean, how can I explain it? You guys can literally browse Ricardo Fortrandred over Google and you'll find me pretty much everywhere.
Oh, I love that, Ricardo. So let's get into Seven Hills now. Seven Hills, I saw you join the podcast and Seven Hills. Introduce yourself. You can tell a little bit. We have Leek. We have Seven Hills. Yeah, we have three on the podcast. I think Mr. Noob is taking a little connectivity issues, but we're going to get there. So Seven Hills, the table is yours. I think we lost Seven Hills there, so we can just go ahead on to Leek. Leek, are you there? Caller, are you there, Leek?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Leek, how you doing? Introduce yourself. Tell your this is the listening audience, Keep It Loud podcast show. Just introduce yourself. Tell the listening audience who you are, what you're doing, and what you have in the NFT space.
All right. My name is Leek Viscarando. I'm an artist, producer, mix and mastering engineer. Been in the music industry for about 15 years. Just moved to Las Vegas from here from Atlanta. I have one NFT on Nefty Blocks. It's a collaboration with me and a couple of other artists called Make a Move. And it's a collaboration with a digital artist called The Intangible. I'm working on another NFT project that I'm looking to drop for Christmas, an EP. I have music on all the streaming networks up under the camp. I consistently put out a song literally every week. I love music. I've been making music all my life. I have a full recording studio set up here in Las Vegas. We do everything here, the whole nine, from writing a song, producing a song, mixing, mastering, the whole nine, you know.
Okay, and do you have any NFTs project currently? I see Ricardo said he's getting into the music NFT. And what projects do you have so far? Leek, are you there? Oh, Ricardo, it looks like we lost Leek. The caller got disconnected. It's all good. Ricardo, we're still here. I see we got Ghetto Boys in the space. Ghetto Boys, how are you doing? Ghetto Boys, if you want to join the podcast, you can just hit the link. And you can be connected on the podcast for the Noob podcast show, morning talk show that we have here. Okay. Morning Noob podcast talk. You can join now. It's right there in the spaces link. You can hit that and you can join us in the space. If you have anything you'd like to say to our listening audience on Spotify, Noob, are you there in the space, Noob? I'm trying to get you here so our listening audience can hear your voice. It is your space in the morning on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm trying to get up in the space, man. I'm just doing it right now. I appreciate some meals to
jump. Let's see if we can. We have Ricardo and myself in here. I think let me change it up to 20. I didn't think 20 people hit the link. Whoa. Ew. go ahead and try and join her right now. Let me get some of the. Whoa. Okay. All right. Okay, we have Ghetto Boys there. So, Ricardo, let's go back to your project now because I see that we have you here on the podcast. And our listening audience, this is the first time that we're doing a live podcast NFT with at least five guests. So this one is everybody's logging in and kicking us out. And so we're waiting for Ghetto Boys. Would you like to join the podcast and talk about your piece? But,
I won't be able to join now because I am busy. So probably next time I'm available, yeah, because I'm busy with Wi-Fi.
I like that. So, Ricardo, let's go back into you. And I would just had Ghetto Boy said that he's a little busy, so it's okay. So let's talk a little bit more about your project. What are some of the restrictions by using your music in the NFT space are you encountering, Ricardo?
Well, I'm going to answer that a little bit differently because I still haven't started, per se, in the NFT space. I mean, it's the general complaint we always have when we are remixing stuff over, let's say, SoundCloud or YouTube or TikTok or whatever. We've always got that constraint that we can't, like, even do a remix. They have everything automatic, per se. Like, only literally yesterday I've uploaded, as I said before, I've uploaded something to YouTube, a little cover of me playing Virtual Battery over my phone and recording it on my webcam. And just because the bots listened to my first 5 to 6 seconds of the music and it didn't even take time to listen the rest of the music when I actually started to play Battery. But yeah, it's the general complaint of copyright laws and all that stuff. And my wish to this new world of NFTs kind of helping me sorting that out, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. Let's see here. Oh, we have Mr. Noob. Good morning, Noob. Good morning. If the show is yours, is the Noob Morning Show. Please take over, introduce yourself, sir, and let the listening audience and Spotify hear who you are.
Hey, everybody, you can hear me fine?
We can hear you clear.
Alrighty. So good morning, everybody. First of all, my name is Nobu. Well, not Nobu, but I am Nobu, you know. We're all Nobu. So Nobu is a community project, more of more for a community or creative thinkers and people who are for freedom for the creators. This is something that we want to start here locally in our city. And hopefully see more cities follow suit behind it. What we're trying to do is we're trying to basically bring these small creators into the light. There's, you know, in the traditional system in Web 2, we have a lot of stipulations and all these roadblocks that you have to go through. And basically what Nobu is doing is kind of bringing like a connection hub to where you can basically get all the resources that you need and also come into a community that is well-knit and actually close to where you're actually staying, you know? It's all in your city.
I love that. And Noob, now I see that you have on your profile that you're a Las Vegas first DAO music and art NFT platform. Can you elaborate a little more on that for us if you have a time, because I know your time is very busy. I want to get you back into your space, so I'm just trying to get a little 20-15 minutes time out of you. But if you can elaborate on that, that will be give me a little more information on the music DAO and what that is. What is the art NFT platform that you
have? All right, so we actually created a DAO because we wanted it to be something that wasn't like a label kind of feeling towards it. Because we are an onboarding thing. So what a DAO basically is, it's a community wallet where there are these tokens that will be distributed that you can actually vote on governance of where the funds will be getting allocated. So it's more of a community effort and it makes it feel like it's more community knit. So the CEOs and the managers, there's none of that. It just goes straight from the community voting to the wallet. You know what I'm saying?
So community vote into the wallet. So that's basically direct. That's not like how we have our governance on the real life or in the government that you have. That's more of a direct to see exactly who's putting in and what they're putting in for and how they can get back. So I'd like, okay. So this is very interesting. Okay. So now you do have the now music and art NFT. Now, is the DAO for the music? The DAO is for the community, as we know, but now you have the music and art NFT. So we spoke about the DAO. What is the music and art NFT now? How is that all combined together?
All right, so I basically came with this idea because I've seen a lot of separations with the groups in the NFT space, the art people hanging with the art people, music people and the music people, right? So I decided to just incorporate that together. So what we're gonna do is take 50 local musicians and 50 local artists here in Las Vegas, and we're gonna turn the musicians into trading cards. Essentially, we're gonna make trading cards, two trading cards each, and have two pieces from the artist as JPEGs attached to this trading card as an unlockable. And yeah, that's basically what we're gonna do for that. We're gonna get together with all the creators here very soon. We're almost done with our onboarding process. We're gonna get with the creators here soon to figure out what they want their utilities to be, because it's supposed to be personal and creative. We don't wanna strip that creativity away from the artist, you know what I'm saying?
I love that. I love that, Noob. And I see that you do have your Noob Morning Talk on Twitter. This is something that you do run. Can you give us a time that you do run this space on Twitter? Because I would personally love to join when I get on Twitter. But yeah, what times do you start, Noob?
Yes, sir. So every day we start at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time through 11. Like I said, we run this every day. It's just a morning space to come through, get your head right, your vibe right. You can literally come through and talk about anything. A lot of people like to come in there, host topics, you know. It's just a free-falling thing, you know. You just come in, be who you are, and yeah, we're just here to connect with people, man.
I like that, Noob. So now, are you going to be, I heard you said the process of onboarding. Now, would you be onboarding anyone throughout the country that contacts you, or is it right now only for the Las Vegas area?
Of course, I'm always looking to help out people. If I can help that person and get them into a space to where they're comfortable enough to launch their projects, then yeah, I'm all for it, you know what I'm saying? But personally, I just can't put them onto my project because, like I said, it is something that I'm trying to do, something for my city. But yeah, like, if you guys have any questions, anybody listening, just reach out. I'll be happy to point you in the right direction.
Okay, thank you. That is Mr. Noob. As you can see, today is Keep It Loud Crew Live with the Morning Noob Talk. And this is excitement for me. Like, this is all new. We have Ricardo down there. Ricardo, are you still on top of your fridge, sir? Are you still good?
No, I had to sit down because, like, starting to hurt, but I'm all good, all good.
Okay, Ricardo. Well, I would like you to tell the listening audience where they can find you on all social media platforms. I would like you to shout out anyone you need a shout out to around the world, and then we will go on to Leek and then Noob, and then we shall do this again. We can reschedule. Once I get an email from Noob, Noob has my full attention at this point for the podcast and what he is doing and his whole brand. So, Ricardo, at this time, if you can tell our listening audience where they can find you on all social media platforms, that will be great.
Yeah, so you guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, SoundCloud, and also DeviantArt. That's where all I do all my stuff, pretty much. And Ricardo FR200. Yeah, I used to do a little bit of GIFs back then, and I tried art, but yeah, music is more my thing. But yeah, you guys, as I said, you can literally type Ricardo FR200 with or without the iPhone between FR and 200, and you guys gonna find me.
Okay, Ricardo, I see without the 200, we said, or with the 200, we can find you.
Buffwork, yes.
Yes, and we have the man of the hour right now, the man of the hour, the Las Vegas DAO Music and Art Platform Creator, CEO. So where can we find you now, Mr. Noob, as they can find us on the Keep It Loud Crew podcast, but where can our listening audience find you on all social media platforms? If you'd like to give that information now at this time.
Yeah, of course. So we have a Discord. What is it called? That's kind of a bad one to start with. Let's start out with Twitter. All right, so you can find us on Twitter at NobuNFTs. That's at NobuNFTs. And you can find us on Instagram also at NobuNFTs, but you have to put a period between all the letters in Nobu.
Okay, so that's n.o.b.u. That's Nobu NFTs all on Twitter. Well, Ricardo, yes. Leek, And Nobu, thank you so much for joining the Keep It Loud Crew podcast. I know that you have your space that you have to attend. I have Mr. Alex. Mr. Alex, if you can hit the link in the bio, you can join Nobu if you would like to speak. We have Alex all the way across the country here. But Alex, we will do this again. I guess we'll get the information from Nobu and we will start the podcast. But thank you so much for being a guest on the Keep It Loud Crew podcast show. You've entertained me this morning and given me more than enough information of what I need to know about the full task of NFTs. So once again, guys, thank you so much. Ricardo, thank you so much for joining. We're going to do a part two of the Keep It Loud Crew morning Nobu podcast talk. Have a wonderful day.
Appreciate you. Thank you for having me. Keep it loud. It's always love, man.
Yeah, always love.
Thank you for having me too.
One love, guys. See you around.
All righty.